And James Carlton joins us now, who's been taking a look at the papers. Hello, James.
Hi, Fran. I'm looking at the Financial Review in particular, which says, now business tax reform hits the wall. No agreement on how to fund the 30% company rate, the cut to the rate. This is the Business Council of Australia blaming the ground rules that were set out by Wayne Swan, the Treasurer, for the failure of this business group set up to negotiate the government's promised corporate tax rate. The government says to the committee, look, you can have the company tax rate cut, but it needs to be revenue neutral. You have to work out which offsets you want to scrap. Greg Evans from the Chamber of Commerce told Fran this morning that that was doomed at the outset because a tax cut should be not be revenue neutral. I spoke earlier this morning with the ACTU Assistant Secretary Tim Lyons. He was also on that business working group committee. He says the problem was the loudest voices at the table were from big business. They didn't want to give up their concessions, even if it meant a company tax cut would come from it. Now, the West Australian, the headline, sex abuse has shamed the church. And this comes from Perth's new Catholic Archbishop. He says the church's shameful history of sexual abuse is to blame for it no longer being heard or respected in public debate. Timothy Costello is his name. He says there's a growing gap between Catholic values and those accepted in society, with the church sidelined, attacked and ridiculed for expressing its views on everything from abortion to marriage to treatment of asylum seekers. Quote, one of the reasons why our voice is not heard or respected when we seek to proclaim our beliefs is the shameful reality of sexual abuse by the clergy, religious and other church personnel. Significant statement from Archbishop Costello, Fran.
Thanks very much, James. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 12 minutes to 9.